Well, it's all virtual today across the Atlantic. The Taoiseach's meeting with the US President, Vice President and Speaker of the House. There will also be meetings with the North's leaders. Our correspondent in Washington is Brian O'Donovan.
This morning, US President Joe Biden will attend St. Patrick's Day Mass in his home city of Wilmington, Delaware, before returning to Washington. Then I suppose the first of the virtual events takes place this afternoon as the Vice President, Kamala Harris, and she will hold this virtual meeting with the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. Then after their one-on-one discussion, the two of them will stay on the line and they'll take part in an online event which celebrates the Frederick Douglass Global Fellows. Now, this is a group of 20 American students from minority backgrounds who have been selected to visit Ireland later this year. Vice President Kamala Harris will then have another meeting. It's a virtual meeting again, this time with the Northern Ireland First Minister Arlene Foster and the Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill. A clear signal, Brexit, Northern Ireland going to be some of the big issues that are going to be discussed today. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she would normally host a St. Patrick's Day lunch this year. That can't happen, of course, so it has to be an online celebration, and that will feature remarks from President Joe Biden, the Taoiseach, and senior members of Congress. Then comes the big event, a virtual one-hour meeting between the Taoiseach and the President. President Biden will be sitting in the Oval Office. A crystal bowl of shamrock has already been delivered to the White House. It will sit alongside him on his desk as he speaks to Micheál Martin on a screen, and there will be a virtual shamrock presentation followed by that one-on-one meeting.
And I wonder, Brian, will the virtual nature of the talks this year, will that have an impact on the lobbying effort on the big issues?
I don't think so, Audrey. No, I mean, I think the lobbying will still be there. The impact will still be there. You know, it's interesting when you cover the White House every evening, you get the schedules for the following day for the Vice President and the President. And I can tell you they're looking very green today. They're looking very Irish. Lots of events. And that's not usual that you would see one country dominate all the politicians' events, basically, for the day. Micheál Martin will have the ears of some of the most powerful politicians in the world throughout the day. And what are the big issues? Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be Brexit. It's going to be about Northern Ireland. On the week where we see the European Union taking legal action against the UK over the withdrawal agreement, you can be very sure that we're going to see lots of references to the Northern Ireland Protocol, to protecting the Good Friday Agreement, and to protecting peace. But of course, the other big issue, COVID-19, and in particular, COVID-19 vaccines. And remember the situation we're in right now, a surplus, a stockpile of vaccines here in the US, Joe Biden making big promises about having enough vaccine supply for everybody in the US in the coming weeks and months. Contrast that with Ireland, with Europe, with many parts of the world where we have these huge vaccine shortages. Micheál Martin has said he will raise the issue of the global vaccine supply chain. Joe Biden was asked about this last night. He said, yes, look, we are in discussions with several other countries about the possibility of sending our vaccines abroad. But he has vowed that he wants vaccinations for all Americans first before he will start sending any vaccines out of the country.
And in the years since the last St. Patrick's Day, Brian, John Hume, that giant of peacemaking in Ireland, died. And the events today will conclude with a celebration of his contribution.
That's right, Audrey. It'll be an online event hosted by the Congressional Friends of Ireland on Capitol Hill. The Irish Embassy here in Washington is also co-hosting it. And it's called Remembering John Hume in America. And yes, it recalls and celebrates that crucial role that John Hume played when it came to garnering support for the peace process here in the US. That all-important support that got that Good Friday Agreement over the line. John Hume, of course, passed away, as you said, August of last year, and many here in America who would have wanted to travel to Ireland for that funeral could not do so because of the pandemic. So the Irish Embassy here in Washington saying that this is an online event, a chance for people from both sides of the Atlantic, all walks of life, to celebrate John Hume. The programme will include contributions from big names, Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Taoiseach, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Bono, Mary McAleese, and a musical performance by Phil Coulter from the Guildhall in Derry.
Brian O'Donovan in Washington.